Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Hello and welcome to everyone. The first thing I want to talk to you about is losing some weight and getting into the best shape of your life in the most scientific way possible. Now, I'm sure you have tried various different diets and protocols, so I won't waste your time talking about the same boring things that are out there on the internet. Let's talk about things that not many people will tell you. The first thing I want to talk to you about is chronic inflammation. Now, inflammation is a natural process. It's good for us. It helps us heal, repair, but that inflammation has a different story. It is the root cause of all diseases like heart attacks, strokes, autoimmune disorders. And the worst thing is that if you have inflammation in your body, it will be so hard for you to lose any weight. Now, food is one of the biggest factors that causes inflammation in our body, and it affects multiple complex metabolic pathways such as TGF-beta that increases inflammation, it disrupts our blood glucose regulation. Then we have MMP, which affects the remodulation of the extracellular matrix, which is very important for weight loss. We have other factors that enhance blood oxygenation, which also don't work really well when you have inflammation. So, what can you do? Here are a few strategies. Firstly, avoid any processed oils like canola oil, peanut oil. All of these are polyunsaturated fatty acids, which are very unstable at high temperatures, which means they lead to oxidation and a lot of health problems. Instead, use oils like ghee, coconut oil, butter. These are much better. Other ways to reduce your inflammation is to reduce your sugar intake. Refined sugar? No, no. High fructose corn syrup? No, no. Refined carbs? No, no. All of these things will increase inflammation. Then we come to alcohol. No, no. A mild alcohol of one or two drinks per week is good, but a lot of alcohol will make sure you're inflamed. Processed meat? Again, no, no. If you wanted to get some grass-fed, grass-finish, organic meat is a good thing, but other things, please no. Then comes your sleep. One of the reasons why you can gain a lot of weight and get a lot of inflammation in your body is your circadian rhythm, which is a deep set of processes that include fat storage, energy burning. So when your circadian rhythms aren't working well, then you can get fat and not lose weight. In fact, studies show that when you don't sleep on time and your eating patterns are not at time, you can gain weight even if the calories stay the same. So if you want to enhance your weight loss, wake up in the morning, get some sunlight, and don't eat late at night. One other beneficial tip to improve your circadian rhythm is to sleep and wake up at the same time. Why I mentioned sunlight is also important because sunlight triggers alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone, which means it decreases your appetite, it increases vitamin D, and often the lack of sunlight is contributing to things like weight gain, especially in the summer periods for many people, but most likely in the winter periods for everyone. Then one of the reasons why we gain weight is because of stress. There's a hormone called cortisol, and it increases our appetite and increases weight gain. It also affects neurotransmitters such as glutamate, which reduces the release of appetite suppressing chemicals like nerve growth factor and brain derived neurotrophic factor. All I'm saying is elevated stress can make brain health more complicated and losing weight extremely complicated. So what can you do? Try some stress relieving techniques such as yoga and meditation. This helps you lower your appetite, it reduces stress, and it boosts those brain chemicals. Writing things down, transferring some of your thoughts onto paper also helps. Exercising or just moving induces endorphins, releases stress, and increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Even hugging someone, hugging a friend or a family member or a loved one or even a tree releases brain chemicals like oxytocin, which is good. One other hack to really reduce stress is to look at cute images of puppies or kittens. It helps a lot. The other hack for your weight loss is chewing gum. Now, when we chew gum, it suppresses our appetite by reducing a hormone called cholecystokinin or CCK. When you chew gum after your meals, it also results in some energy expenditure, which is good enough for you to lose some weight. Now, I see a lot of people having 6 to 8 meals per day for weight loss, but I hate to break it to you that it doesn't work. In fact, when you eat too many meals too frequently, you can have high levels of blood sugar, which causes insulin resistance, and eventually it causes diabetes. What I prefer is intermittent fasting and limiting your food to 2 or 3 meals max per day. And this is really good for losing fat and getting that six pack. Also, a lot of people think that going to the gym and working out a lot is going to help you, but excessive exercise or overtraining can actually make losing weight more difficult because it induces things like stress and cortisol, which eventually will help you not lose weight so fast. So it's really important that you balance your exercise with enough recovery. The next villain in your six-pack journey is artificial lights. Exposure to artificial or blue lights can disrupt the circadian rhythms, which is proven to cause diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular diseases. It affects melatonin production, which is a super hormone which allows you to reduce your weight and increase your sleep. Now, let's see a few things that you can add to your life to lose weight easily. The first one is vanilla. You can use it in tea, in extracts. You can even buy some good vanilla candles. Why does it work? Because vanilla suppresses appetite and it boosts metabolism. When you have vanilla around you, your cravings for sugary food goes less, and it also helps you with weight loss. The next one you've probably heard about. It's called NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis. NEAT primarily refers to all the calories that are burned when you're not exercising. Increasing your movements every day, like walking or standing or gardening, can help you lose much more weight than going to the gym, much more than an hour of intense workout. It's one of the most underrated things to get into shape. The other thing that I really like is cold exposure. Getting cold, going into an ice bath, this helps generate a different kind of heat and activates brown adipose tissue. Brown adipose tissue actually goes and eats away all of those disturbing fats that you have in your body. Now, no conversation of weight loss can be completed without hormones. So let's talk about hormones. Our hormones can be imbalanced by toxins in our environment. There are chemicals in our street, in our food, in our personal hygiene products, and they trash our hormones. They're called endocrine disruptors. And when our hormones aren't functioning well, it will be next to impossible for you to lose weight. These disruptors can be found in everyday chemicals like pesticides, food packaging, cosmetics, and your hormones is one of the best ways for you to keep your health in check. So look for organic stuff, clean beauty stuff, pesticide-free stuff. One of the other cool hacks that you can use is to drink cold water, because cold water increases your metabolism and increases your energy expenditure. Here are some of the ways that you can incorporate into your life today to enhance your fat burning and getting that dream body that you looked for. Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.